35. There goes Davis.
Oh, my God.
Davis is going to run it all the way back. Auburn's going to win the football game.
And Iguodala to Curry. Back to Iguodala. Up the layup. Oh, blocked by James.
Welcome to the 23rd edition of the Playbook Podcast. I'm your host, Maya McDonald, and my co-hosts for today are Cash Spinka and Nick Bentley. Make sure you follow us on Rocket Productions' YouTube channel and follow us on Spotify to keep up with all of our podcasts. So, Cash, the Cavs look pretty good. You thought they were going to be trash.
I didn't think that. Because they have a lot of young players.
Yeah.
But last night they played the Pacers, who they actually just lost to get their...
fifth loss.
Their win streak. But they won this game 127-117, so it's still a 10-point game, so it's still close. But Donovan Mitchell, he put up 35, 3-9, which now sets them at 34-5. So they're currently the best team, and then following them is the Thunder, who they actually just beat.
And then the Celtics.
Where are they at?
Where's the 76ers?
At the bottom.
We didn't have Jeremy Cain. Next year's our year. Trust the process.
And then also last night, Nuggets versus Mavs. The Nuggets win 118-99. Jamal Murray put up 45 points, 6 rebounds, and 6 assists and 2 rebounds, which is pretty good.
Yeah.
And
he's coming off the bench, right?
I don't think Jamal so anymore.
Murray? Yeah.
No, he's not.
I thought Westbrook was starting.
Hmm.
And speaking of Westbrook, he's been putting up a couple triple doubles, some good numbers.
Yep.
Is his career slowly being revived?
No.
No, I just think he's taken over his role, being a role player.
Mm-hmm. And then Jokic last night only put up 10-10-10. So still a triple-double, but...
Barely.
Not getting 20-plus points hurts his chances at MVP. So is he still in the MVP?
Yes, he's still in the MVP conversation.
Well, the NBA currently has Shea as the MVP.
I can see him. Luka can't win it because he's missed too many games.
Mm-hmm. Giannis is up there.
Giannis is up there.
They even have Wimby up there. I think he's like at the 4 or 5.
I mean, Joel Embiid's always a really good pick.
LeBron's in, like, the 9th spot.
Yeah, but Tatum's ahead of LeBron.
Ben Simmons is also up there.
Actually, Cade Cunningham is.
Yeah, I know. He's been really underrated this season.
So, just the Pistons overall have.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you go from being the disaster you were last year, barely add anything, and then go being a good franchise.
Real-life rebuild.
When we get back from commercial break, me and Nick will be talking about the college football playoffs and the NFL playoffs. But Barron Concrete has been working locally and commercially in the Rose Hill area since 1980. They have been a part of major projects in the Rose Hill, Wichita area that helped shape the community we know of today. If you have any questions, please contact them. They're open Monday through Friday. You can contact them at 316-618-6087 or on their website, barronconcrete.com. Now a word from our other sponsors.
The Rose Hill Library started out as a community library at the school. Their hours are 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursday and 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Saturday, and they are closed on Fridays and Sundays. They have nearly 10,000 items to check out, and all you need is a library card. They also have story time on Mondays at 10 a.m., and during the summer they host a summer reading program. The library can also fax and scan documents to a flash drive and make copies for you. You can contact them at 316-776-3013.
Welcome back to the Playbook Podcast. I'm joined today by Cash and Nick. So, Cash, Broncos at Bills. Did this go as expected or not?
Yes.
Yeah. Obviously. I mean, Bo Nix looked pretty good in the first quarter. He had that one deep ball to Marvin Mims, but that was about it. His wide receivers can't catch a ball.
I would have rather saw Bengals versus Bills.
Same.
Game.
But Josh Allen looked really good. He completed 20 of his 26 pass attempts for 272 yards and 2 touchdowns, and I actually subbed him out at the end because that's just how dominant of a game it was. Next up, Steelers versus Ravens. Ravens look really good. Derrick Henry is a dog at 30 years old. He put up 186 yards, 2 touchdowns, 7.2 yards per carry, and a 44-yard touchdown. and he had a really good stiff arm against Micah Fitzpatrick. Chiefs got a bye. I mean, I think we're working on Hollywood Brown's relationship with Patrick Mahomes, get that up and going, because if you think about it, our receivers next year will be elite. We'll have Hollywood Brown, Rashee Rice, maybe.
Xavier Worthy.
And then Juju. I mean, he looked good for 3 weeks of the season, and then he got hurt, and he kind of didn't look as good, but still. Next up, Chargers versus Houston. C.J. Stroud is finally back. Holy cow.
Took him long enough.
I know. And he did all of it without his two top targets because they're injury prone.
Stephon Diggs is not hurt.
Yeah, he is.
I'd just like to say he's not hurt.
Yes, he is. He tore his ACL.
Right. He does not look hurt if he's walking.
He tore his ACL.
Perfectly fine on the sideline.
He had a brace underneath his pants.
Still looked perfectly fine to me.
He threw 2 for 33, 66.7%, 282 yards and one touchdown with one interception. He had a 90.7 rating. That was one of the top three quarterback performances in the playoffs this week. So all things considered, he played really well without his two top targets. Lions get a bye, try to get their defense a little bit more healthy. I think they have 13 guys on IR.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's crazy. Vikings versus Rams, this one wasn't even a competition. The Rams either have the best D-line in history or the Vikings have the worst O-line. Vikings gave up 9 sacks, and Darnold looked like he was seeing ghosts. He lost 82 yards and just played really, really bad. Washington at Tampa Bay. Jane Daniels.
This is a dog. Game.
MVP. Put him in MVP. He completed 68.6% of his passes. Passed for 268 yards. And he led his team downfield for the game-winning drive. Oh, they almost missed a field goal, though.
Yeah, you always have to have one little doink field goal.
I know. And the dude was fixing his hair.
So
the
much.
The kicker. Yeah, I know.
So much.
Somebody counted it. It was like 18 times or something. Packers at Eagles. There's not even much to say about this game. Mm-hmm. Shaquan's a dog. Jalen Hurts. A.J. Brown was reading a book on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just a really fun game to watch if you're an Eagles fan and you hate the Packers.
Yeah.
Moving on to college football playoffs, Nick.
Last weekend, we had Ohio State versus Texas play each other.
The Ohio State.
28-14. So there is no SEC team anymore. The Orange Bowl, Notre Dame versus Penn State, 27-24. And Notre Dame takes the win. Penn State is eliminated.
Washed, and they suck.
Yeah. So Ohio State's the only Big Ten team left, and Notre Dame is, I don't even know what.
Yeah.
League they're in.
They're not in the whole thing.
No, give me the Ohio State.
But no, I have Notre Dame winning it.
I mean, yes, they're good, but...
But then you have Ohio State's defense, who looks like an NFL team.
They literally are. I think all of them will get drafted.
Mm-hmm. Moving on to college basketball. Yesterday, we had number 21, Ole Miss versus...
Ole Miss.
Number 4, Alabama, 74-64. Malik Dia had 23 points and 19 rebounds. Number 5, Florida versus Missouri. Missouri takes the win, 83-82. Caleb Grill, 22 points and 3 steals. I'm still mad Missouri beat KU that one time.
Hey, it's okay. You'll get over it when you lose to...
We play you guys actually this week.
I know. And it's at your place too, so it's going to be bad.
Number 7...
You guys will get all the calls.
Oh, yeah. Number 7, Marquette versus DePaul, 85-83. This one in overtime.
I don't know how. I literally don't know how.
Dude, DePaul's a sleeper pick this year.
Marquette wasn't even trying, obviously.
Obviously.
Clearly. David Joplin just had 30 points.
Just. That's light.
Number 8, Kentucky versus number 11, Texas A&M. 81-69. Jackson Robinson had 22 points and 8 rebounds. And then
nothing else to talk about today.
Today's games, it looks like they got cut out. But the only game that stayed was number 9 Kansas versus number 2 Iowa State.
This will be a good game to watch, though.
Yeah, on the spreadsheet it had Iowa State winning with like a minus 6.5. So.
Yeah, I mean, you guys are just that bad.
Well, it's also at their place.
I'm taking under on everything Kansas.
Yeah, I can't wait till we play K-State.
So how about Cooper Flagg and Duke?
He's first in
42 point.
He's first in every stat category for his team. That's insane. As a freshman, as a true freshman.
As a 17-year-old freshman.
Yeah, he's going. Okay, imagine if OKC gets him next year.
They're not getting
him. Yes, they could. The Clippers could take last. The Thunder have the Clippers pick. The Clippers could take last.
Clippers are not taking last.
Yeah, they definitely the 76ers.
Thank God. We need them.
Yeah.
I think OKC could trade that, though. They could get the number
one. What about the duo Dylan Harper and Ace Bailey?
I think Dylan's probably going to go 2, and then Ace is probably going to go 3. And then
Ace is going to go like 4.
And then I got VJ Edgecombe at 4.
So we're taking top 4 picks of all freshmen.
Yeah. Yep.
When you've had other people still in the...
Mm-hmm. Like who, Hunter Dickinson?
No, not him, bro. you have... there's a guy off Iowa State.
That's where you don't even know his name.
You don't even know his name. All right, thank you guys for watching this edition of the Playbook Podcast. I was your host, Martin McDonald. My co-host today were Nick Bentley and Cash Spinkett.